I've been really against direct provision in the system for a really long time. I feel very strongly that it should be abolished, that people should be allowed to live a much freer life in this country. I write songs, that's what I do. And I wanted to write about this, but because I've never been in this position, I felt like anything that I wrote was superficial. So I know the power of song, so I knew that if I could write it, that I could make something maybe happen with direct provision. So I was listening one night to Secret Stories, I think it was called, on RTE, and a woman came on. She's in direct provision. She spoke about her experiences. Her words were so powerful that I was able to use almost exactly her words in the song. And then it made sense to me. And then it had weight for me. And then with the chorus, I made the chorus. And the chorus is, let me join in your freedom songs. Because in this country, we've been singing for hundreds of years about freedom. We sing from the bottom of our hearts about freedom, and yet we don't practice it. So I wanted that to be in the song also.
And is this the first time that you're performing the song?
No, it's been performed quite a few times, and the UL Gospel Choir have taken it on board. They've learned it and made a beautiful arrangement of it, and we have recorded it, and we're waiting, hoping to get in some way to put it out into the public before Christmas.
How is the reception so far?
People love it, and what I think is good is everyone can join in and sing along with it. So
just out of curiosity, RTE that first broadcast the show or the interview with which this woman gave this powerful story, have they been back to you to say what a wonderful?
No, but I haven't really been in touch with them either, so they probably don't know about the song yet.
Okay,
but it would be nice to show them, and it would be nice to send it to them, that and to let them know that this inspired their song, you know.
It was great listening to you. The words are so powerful, I can't even say how powerful they are. Today is going to be the second to the last show, the Irish World Music Cafe.
Yeah.
How is that going to affect you?
Well, I'm going to miss it if it goes. I hope it doesn't stop. I hope it keeps going. It's really, really lovely. Wait for musicians especially to come together and hear each other's music. So I hope it doesn't finish.
Thank you so much, Roisin. Beautiful singing there. Thank you.